Our encampments exist in a city that is plagued by displacement, hunger, and state violence. If we limit our encampments to students alone, and on narrow demands that ignore the material context where we live, where our neighbors struggle and die, we are bound to fail. But if we force open the gates of the university, share our struggles, understand we have a common enemy, and build our respective capacities to fight them on and off the campus, the universities are ours for the taking. Secondly, it is more important than ever that we reject the so-called quote-unquote outside agitator line thrown at us by the right-wing media, cops, university administration, and so-called progressive forces. As the comrades in Cal Polytech teach us, quote, the distinction between student and non-student only enforces the gates between the university and its surrounding communities. By rejecting this difference, we'll bake open the gates, unquote. Emory students in Atlanta have declared, quote, as coolly as possible, we'll welcome outside agitators to our struggle against the ruthless genocide of the Palestinian people, unquote. If we restrict political participation to students themselves, and only them, and turn away those at the gates, we are bound to fail. Students did not win in 68 by turning away the people of Harlem who threatened to storm the gates of Columbia, and neither will we now. In the eyes of our enemies, in the belly of the beast, we are all outside agitators. CUNY is for the people. That brings us to today, April 27, 2024. The CUNY encampment has entered its third day. The City University of New York is the key to New York City. What happens here determines the fate of the student movement in the rest of the city. There are nearly 250,000 CUNY students in New York. Somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 New Yorkers work in the university system. CUNY has 25 campuses across 5 boroughs. The vast majority of college students and their siblings, cousins, neighbors, co-workers, attending demonstrations for Palestinian liberation do not go to the Ivy Leagues. They go to CUNYs. The high schoolers walking out of their schools for Gaza join the ranks of CUNY senior and community colleges year in and year out. CUNY was free for the vast majority of its existence. Our predecessors fought and won for open admissions so that every New Yorker could go to CUNY. That all changed when the first freshman CUNY class was majority non-white. Tuition and a restrictive admissions process was soon introduced, and we now find ourselves in a system that is desperately trying to become the UCLA of the East Coast, public in name only, whose prime beneficiaries are out-of-state middle or upper-class students who have no connection to New York or to people. Now, turnstiles, public safety officers, Starbucks, tuition hikes, and restrictive admission policies are everywhere you turn on a CUNY campus. Within our lifetime, forever known as New York City Students for Justice in Palestine, was formed specifically out of this reality. Palestinian and Arab New Yorkers in the CUNY system, who saw an isolation of the student movement and sought to bring the struggle out of the classroom and into our neighborhoods. We encourage CUNY students to take stock of their campuses. Who are the progressive forces? Who can be won over? And who must be politically isolated? Which buildings on your campus have the most favorable conditions to blockade doors and smuggle in supplies? Will student government and faculty push the administration to call off the cops? What are the student representatives and the board of trustees? Will the neighborhood the campus is located in support our struggle? Have we given them a reason to? We salute the courageous CUNY students, alumni, faculty, and community members who brought the struggle to the CUNY system. We are at your service.